عليكم متفق عليه.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه، ما بعد، الحمد لله على تكرار هذه المجالس.
الشيخ حبيب الله تعالى في جنب بيت الله سبحانه وتعالى سيد فارس السائد فيس الفن فخر محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في بشيرة تثنك الله عز وجل فالله ونستكن تجلم في ذي ويشن في إفراس الجعل.
الإنفاق هو الاعتدال في البدن، الاعتدال في البدن.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Allah Ta'ala stated that spending, it is taking a middle path of being balanced with regards to giving.
فلا يمسك.
So the individual,
ويحبط.
He is not.
ولا يمسك كل البسط إنما هو بين ذلك.
The Shaykh Habibullah Allah Ta'ala stated that this infaq, the proper manner of infaq or spending, is that the individual is balanced, that he is not a miser nor is he a spendthrift.
No.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أنه سمع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول مثل البخيل والمنفق كمثل رجلين عليهما جنتان من حديد من تدينهما إلى تراقيهما، فأما المنفق فلا ينفق إلا سبغة أو وغرج على جلده حتى تخفي بنانه أو تعفو أثره، وأما البخيل فلا يريد أن ينفق شيئا إلا لزقت كل حلقة مكانها فهو يوسعها فلا تتسع. متفق عليه.
وأحضرت الأنفس الشح.
أن الشيخ عبد الله تعالى said that there are souls that have been that are miserly with regards to their spending.
البخيل.
And the Shaykh of Allah stated that the bakhil or the person who is miser,
إذا أراد البذل.
If he wants to give,
زاحمته نفسه اللوامة بالشح.
And the Shaykh of Allah stated that his soul that is inclined towards evil suggests that this individual shuh or being miserly with regards to spending.
فلو أراد أن يبذل 500.
So if this individual wants to give, if it comes to himself, he has an inclination of giving 500 riyal.
لشحت بمئة.
Then he self inclines towards being miserly and he only gives 100.
ولو مد يده على المئة من خمسينين لبذل 50 دونها.
And if he reached for giving 100 and he found that it was 250, that his soul would be inclined to giving only 50. As opposed to 100.
ربما تردد في الخمسين فجعلها 5 ريال أو ريال.
And the Shaykh Abdul Allah Ta'ala stated that so much to the extent that the individual, even though he wants to give 50, that he may be doubtful with regards to this and may end up giving only 5 or 1.
ربما قال إذا مرة أخرى.
And it may even be the situation where the individual he forgoes giving and he says next time.
الفرص لا تتكرر في البذل في سبيل الله والإنفاق على المحتاجين.
الشيخ رضي الله تعالى said that the opportunities to spend it in the path of Allah عز وجل and give to those people who are in need, that the opportunities to do so do not repeat themselves.
واعرف من تعطي فهناك لطوف الصدقة.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that no, the one you give, because they are those who they are actually thieves with regards to that which is given in charity.
والآن بعد أن ضبطت الكثير من وسائل أو سبل أو جهات النفع العام قل السبيل إلى من يتلاعب بصدقات المحسنين فيصرفها في توجهات ما يريدون أن يبذلونها.
And the Shaykh Abdul Allah Ta'ala said that the different agencies and the different organizations that are there for people to spend and to give in the general cause, the general good and charity, the Shaykh Abdul Allah Ta'ala stated that because there are certain measures that are in place, it has reduced the opportunity for those to play with this and to steal from this.
وهناك من يوظف الصدقات توظيف حزبي.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that there are those individuals who use that which is given in charity and they use it in a manner that is like the Hizbis or based upon partisanship. Those people that are spending in the path of Allah and do good, they have given their wealth. They have given it with the intention that this money is going to go to the poor people and those who are in need.
فلتبذل كما أرادوا البادلين لا على توجهات الجامعين.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that this money that has been given in charity, it is to be spent according to the intention or according to the intent behind it, those who have given, the intent that they have, not the intent of those people who have gathered this charity and spent it as they see fit. Rather, this money is to be spent as intended by those people who gave this money.
شبه البخل والإنفاق كالدرع الذي يلبس فبقدر ما تبذل تتوسع حلقاته حتى يسبل على صاحبه وبقدر ما يقبض يشد عليه ما بين ثندوته وترقوته يعني يخنقه لأنه هو قد حبس المال فاختنق كالحلقات وبذل المال تتوسع عليه أي بما يعادل رزق الله الذي يأتيك فبقدر ما تنفق بقدر ما يعود فقط.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this hadith, he gave the example of the person who spends in the path of Allah azza wa jalla, gives in charity, that this individual is like an individual who's wearing armored gear. And as much as he gives, that armored gear becomes flexible and allows him to move and cover him. And the individual who's a miser, because he has been a miser and he has not spent, that armored gear has restricted him so much so that it is as if this individual is being choked because this armored gear is so tight. That is the example that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave in this hadith. Because this individual has restricted himself from not spinning, it is like this armored gear has restricted him and become tight upon this individual to the extent of even choking him.
هذه الجبلة موجودة في الرجال والنساء.
And the Shaykh Rahimahullah Ta'ala stated that this disposition that the person has from being a miser, the Shaykh Rahimahullah Ta'ala stated that this disposition exists amongst women and amongst men.
فلربما رجل كريم تزوج امرأة كريمة.
And the Shaykh Rahimahullah Ta'ala stated that it may be a situation where a generous man he marries a generous woman.
وربما رجل بخيل تزوج امرأة بخيلة.
And it may be a situation where a miser married a woman who is a miser.
وربما رجل كريم تزوج امرأة بخيلة.
And it may be a situation where a generous man he married a miserly woman.
وربما امرأة كريمة تزوجت رجل بخيل.
And it may be a situation where a generous woman she married a man who is a miser.
فكلهم يعاني. إلا الكريم الذي تزوج كريما.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that all of them complain except the generous individual, the generous man who is married a generous woman.
هي تعين على الإكرام، على الضيافة، على البذل.
Because she encourages him to be generous and to.
لماذا لا يكون لك بذل؟ لماذا لا يكون لك إكرام؟ لماذا لا يكون لك؟ ويقول لا لا. أو العكس هو يريد أن يكرمه، هي تقول إلى متى وأنت؟ اجمع شيء ينفع فمشكلة البخل والكرم في شخصين بينهم حياة اجتماعية يعني يتعبون إذا لم يكن هذا خلقهم بالكرم.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala gave the example, he said that when a generous husband or wife is with a miserly husband or wife, then this may cause problems. And it may be a situation, for example, the woman, she is generous and she encourages her husband to give in the path of Allah, or to give in charity, or to be generous with his wealth. And it may be the opposite situation where the husband is generous and his wife says, yani, until when? And you are constantly giving and you are spending. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that when these two opposites mix or are together, it becomes or poses a problem.
وعشرة الكرماء تنتج كرماء وعشرة البخلاء تنتج بخلاء. لا تعجب هذا يخرج من هذا وربما خرج شواذ.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that the best situation is when there's a generous husband and a generous wife. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that it is no surprise that the offspring of a generous husband and a generous wife are children that are generous. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that this does not prevent from those people that are an exception to the rule.
مرة قوم عابر سبيل.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that there was a group of people, they were traveling.
وهذه حادثة حدثت عندنا.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala. This was a true story that happened to one of the tribes in the Badia.
وسمعتها من كبارنا.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that he heard this story from the older generations from.
هناك قافلة كانت تمشي مجموعة من الناس على الإبل.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that there was a caravan traveling.
وعادت القبائل إذا رأت مثل هؤلاء الذين يأتون يتسابقون لدابة عندهم يذبحونها لأن هؤلاء مقبلين عليهم فيكرمونها.
And the Sheikh Abdullah Raja was telling me that when the people of the valley or the countryside, when they saw this, that they will rush to invite these individuals and invite them to partake in the yearly sacrifice for them, because they saw that these people were coming and something they would get.
فأقبلوا على ذلك البيت من الخيمة خيام بيت الشعب.
And the Sheikh Abdullah Raja was saying that this caravan approached one of the tents.
فإذا بالرجل يذهب إلى الغنم.
And there was a man, he was going towards the ghanam or the animals that he had.
وإذا بالمرأة تفك الشاه وهو يمسك الشاه فكان يريد أن يكرم والمرأة لا تريد أن يفعل فهم يرون هذا أمامهم.
And the Sheikh Abdul Razak said that as the caravan was approaching, he saw that the man, he was trying to grab the animal, and the woman, his wife, was pushing the animals away or scattering the animals. So the man wanted to give it, and the woman did not want him to give it.
قال كبيرهم اتركوهم نمشي نمشي.
And the Sheikh Abdul Razak
فوجدوا أن القافلة قد ذهبت فانتهى الأمر.
The Sheikh Abdul Razak said that when the leader of the caravan saw this, he said, "Leave them." He saw the situation that they were, that what was happening. And the caravan
قطعوا مسافة من الطريق.
And they traveled a long distance.
إذا بأيضا هناك شخص بيت شعر. تعلم عبادية هنا هنا.
And there was another tent. And the Sheikh Abdul Razak was reminding us that the valley on the countryside there are tents where the people live, and there are quite a distance between.
يعني كل عنده دواب يريد أن تكون مساحتها التي ترعى فيها مساحة كبيرة فيبتعد بعضهم عن بعض. حتى يتوسعوا في المراعي.
الشيخ عبد الله تعالى said that the houses were scattered or that the tents were scattered simply because the people had animals and they needed space for their animals to graze. So you found that the tents were quite a distance from each other.
فأقبلوا على ذلك البيت.
And the caravan approached this particular tent.
فإذا المرأة تسبق الرجل للإكرام والرجل يمنعها أن تكرم حتى تترك هذه الشاة.
And it was the opposite. The woman was going out to grab one of the animals to sacrifice, and the husband was preventing this.
فتركوه.
And the caravan left him.
فأتوا إلى شخص فأكرمه.
And they finally approached an individual who was generous with them, the hospitable with them.
فلما كان من الليل أحاديث السمر.
And the Sheikh Abdul Razak said that when the night time came, and they were up late at night talking.
قال أحد من القافلة مرضنا بكذا ثم ذكر قصتين.
And the individual, one of the individuals who was in the caravan, he was recounting what had happened to them. And he said, "We passed by such a place, and this is what had happened." And he recounted the two scenarios.
فقال أحدهم.
And one of the people there, they said,
"والله إني أتمنى أن المرأة تلك زوجة ذلك الرجل والرجل ذلك زوجة." أن الكريم زوج الكريمة وأن البخيل زوج البخيلة.
The individual upon hearing this, he said, "I wish that the generous woman was married to the generous man, and that the miserly man was married to the miserly woman."
والذي أتوه يعرف هذين المكانين. الغادي حتى بالمسافات بعيدة يعرفون هذه مضارب بني فلان، هذه مضارب بني فلان، يعرفون من هنا ومن هنا.
And the Sheikh Abdul Razak said that the individual who this was told to, he knew both our families. And the Sheikh Abdul Razak said that in the countryside, even if the people are spread out, they still know each other.
العجيب أن صاحبهم الذي أكرمهم قال لهم: "أو مررتم بهذا ورأيتم؟" قال: "نعم." قال: "أما إنه لا يجوز لهذا أن يأخذ تلك ولا ذاك أن يأخذ تلك." قالوا: "لما؟" قال: "لأن تلك أخت ذاك وهذه أخت ذاك."
The Sheikh Abdul Razak said that the individual who heard this story, he said, "Oh, did you see this?" And the individual responded, "Yes, of course." He demanded that we recanted the story. And the Sheikh Abdul Razak said that it wouldn't be permissible for the wife or for this woman to marry for the generous woman to marry the generous man simply because they were the sisters. They were brothers.
البخيل تزوج الكريمة أخت الكريم وأخت البخيل تزوجها الكريم.
The Sheikh Hamid Allah Ta'ala said that the sister or the wife of the generous man was the sister of the miserly man. And the opposite.
فيحصل مثل هذا.
And the Sheikh Hamid Allah Ta'ala said that stories like this happen.
وليس في الأنبياء بخيل.
الشيخ عبد الله تعالى سيدي لن يعزمن وذي يجنون في الفرافش والوش أمائجا
البخل يمحق بركة المال.
الشيخ عبد الله تعالى سيدي that miserliness it does away with are the blessings of one's wealth.
من أسباب محق المال البخل.
And it is from the reasons of محق أو the destruction of the blessings of one's wealth.
ومن أسباب زيادة المال الكرب.
And the Shaykh Abu Allah Ta'ala stated that from the reasons of an increase in wealth is that the individual is generous with his wealth. And the Shaykh Abu Allah Ta'ala stated that they used to say,
الظهر من الجا والكريم معه. الظهر من الجا والكريم معه. يعني الشجاع دائما يسلم في الحروب والجبان دائما تأتي الإصابة فيه والكريم دائما الخير يتوالى عليه والبخيل دائما ما له تالف ما ذبح حاجه مرض وماتت. الترجم هذا كريم معان وزرق وهذا مبني على الخوف ما هي.
The Shaykh Abu Allah Ta'ala, he gave a statement that they used to say that the brave one, that he is the one who is not, he is not hurt in battle, but the weak one or the scared one, the one who is faint-hearted, he is the one who is actually hurt. And the one who is generous with his wealth increases, and the one who is wisely with his wealth, he is the one whose wealth is destroyed.
No. وهذا الشاهد ستسمع منه.
And the Shaykh Abu Allah Ta'ala stated that you will see that the reality of this in the text that will verify what the Shaykh Abu Allah Ta'ala just said. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من تصدق بعين تمرة من كسب طيب ولا يقبل الله إلا الطيب فإن الله يقبلها بيمينه ثم يربيها لصاحبها كما يربي أحدكم فلوبه حتى تكون مثل الجبل. متفق عليه.
من تصدق بعذر تمرة يعني بما يعادل التمرة.
And the Shaykh Abu Allah Ta'ala is saying the first part of this hadith, the person who gives in charity the equivalent of one date.
لا تحقر المعروف شيء.
And the Shaykh Abu Allah Ta'ala is reminding us of the previous hadith, do not belittle anything that is given in charity.
لكن يكون المال طيب.
But that wealth that is given in charity it must be طيب or pure.
علامات المال الطيب علامات أو صفات المال الطيب
علامات or signs or qualities of wealth that is طيب or wealth that is pure
لا يكون من ربا
that it is not from riba that wealth has not been earned from riba or usury
ولا من غش
nor has it been arrived at or gathered because of غش or cheating or dishonesty
ولا من سرقة
nor has it been attained from sariqa or from stealing.
وأفضله ما كان من كذب اليمين وعرق الجبين.
And the Shaykh Abu Allah said, wealth is that which has been earned from a person who's working with his own hand, his right hand, and the sweat of his forehead.
وكل ما خلى المال من حرام وشبهة فهو طيب.
And the Shaykh Abu Allah Ta'ala stated that as much as the wealth that has been attained is free from that which is doubtful or that which is prohibited, then this wealth is طيب or pure.
أحيانا تأتي للإنسان فرص فيها شراء وبيع لكن فيها شبهة.
And the Shaykh Abu Allah Ta'ala stated that it may be a situation or there are many situations where the individual with regards to transactions, buying and selling, that the individual can engage in that, but there is some sort of shubha or some sort of doubtful matter engaged or involved in this transaction.
فيتركها الإنسان لله.
And this individual, he leaves this doubtful transaction, he leaves it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
فيعوض الله.
And Allah عز وجل will recompense this individual or provide him with that which is better.
من ترك شيئا لله.
Because it comes in the hadith, that who, the person who leaves something for the sake of Allah عز وجل,
عوضه الله خيرا.
Because the person who leaves something for the sake of Allah عز وجل, Allah replaces that which he left with that which is better.
كما يربي أحدكم فلوة الفلو صغير الخيل المهرة.
And the last part of this hadith that Allah عز وجل cultivates this person's wealth like one of you raises or cultivates his mare, the baby horse.
وهذا يدل على أن الصدقة يبارك الله في المال وتنمو كيف والذي ينميها لك الكريم سبحانه عز وجل
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that this hadith illustrates that what is given in charity, it increases one's wealth. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that how much so when it is manifested in the hadith, or it's been illustrated in the hadith, that the one who increases his wealth is Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala Al-Kareem, the most generous. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that the illustration of the increase in his wealth is that the person gave that in charity, which was the equivalent of a date. And Allah Azza wa Jalla increased his wealth to the extent of it being the size of a mountain. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that this is more than what anybody could possibly comprehend or picture or conceptualize.
No.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال بينما رجل يمشي بثلاث من الأرض فسمع صوتا في سحابة اسقي حديقة فلان فتنحى ذلك السحاب فأغرق ماءه في حرة فإذا شرجة من تلك السراج فاستوعبت ذلك الماء كله فتتبع الماء فإذا رجل قائم في حديقته يحمل الماء بمسحاته فقال له يا عبد الله ما اسمك؟ قال فلان باسم الذي سمعه في السحابة. فقال له يا عبد الله لما تسألني عن اسمي؟ فقال إني سمعت صوتا في السحاب الذي هذا ماءه يقول اسقي حديقة فلان باسمك فما تسمع فيها؟ فقال أما إذ قلت هذا فإني أنظر إلى ما يخرج منها فأتصدق بثلثه وآكل أنا وعيالي ثلثا وأرد فيها ثلثا رواه مسلم.
الله هذا من توفيق الله له.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that this hadith demonstrates the tawfiq of the success that this individual was given from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala.
Sadaqah wa karam wa ma.
Sadaqah, given in charity, karam, hospitality, and ma'a, wealth that this individual was increasing.
سيعود الثلث فيصبح ثلاثة ثلاثة.
This individual, he gives a third back to, or he reinvests a third back to his farmland.
No. مع أن الخارج من الأرض معروف الزكاة فيه في الحبوب والثمار العشر ونصف العشر، العشر إذا كان لا يشتي ونصف العشر إذا كان بكد وجهد. نعم.
الشيخ عبد الله تعالى said that this individual gave from that which is produced, even though that which is produced, there is a cap that is given for it, and that a tenth is given from that. From the person who, has farmland, that which comes al-hubub wa thimar, that which produces seed or fruits, that is given as a cap, but even still, this individual gave in charity. وَقَالَ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى بَابَ النَّهِي عَنِ الْبُخْلِ وَالشُّحْ. The chapter entitled the Prohibition from Being Miserly and Shuh. Again, being miserly or being a miser with one's wealth. قال الله تعالى وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُ يَسْتِرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى وَمَا يُغْنِي عَنْهُ مَالَهُ إِذَا تَرَدَّى. وقال تعالى وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ
وَمَا يُغْنِي عَنْهُ
مَالُهُ إِذَا تَرَدَّى. وقال تعالى وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. وأما الأحاديث فتقدمت جملة منها في الباب السابق.
لا شك أن شح الأنفس هو السبب من أسباب الهلاك.
الشيخ حبيب الله تعالى said that the miserliness of the souls, that this is without a doubt something that destroys people's wealth.
سمي البخل بالقرآن صريح بخل وأستغنى.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala said that this was actually mentioned as being a miser with one's wealth. This was mentioned in the Quran, which was mentioned in these verses that we previously read.
وأخبث وأسوأ البخل والشح من حق الله.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that the worst and the most severe form of miserliness is being a miser with regards to the rights of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن جابر رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال اتقوا الظلم فإن الظلم ظلمات يوم القيامة واتقوا الشح فإن الشح أهلك من كان قبلكم حملهم على أن سفكوا دماءهم واستحلوا محارمهم رواه مسلم.
يعني امساك الاشياء سبب الاعتداء على الاخرين حتى ياخذوا ما معهم؟ لا.
الشيخ حمد الله تعالى said that my certified quality that it actually. وقال رحمه الله تعالى باب الايثار والمواساه. قال الله تعالى ويؤثرون على انفسهم ولو كان بهم خصاصه. وقال تعالى ويطعمون الطعام على حبه مسكينا ويتيما واسيرا الى اخر الايات.
الايثار تقديم الغير في حق الانسان.
الشيخ عبد الله تعالى said in the chapter of the title of this chapter, this first word, al-ithar, is when somebody puts someone else first, in regards to that which they themselves are deserving of.
وَالْمُوَسَعَةِ اعْطَاءِ الْمَعْدُومِ فَيَسْتَمِنِ وَاسَعَةِ.
And the Shaykh عبد الله تعالى said that al-muwasa'ah is giving a person that doesn't have that which is suffices him so that he is not needing anymore.
وَالْإِثَارِ تَقْدِيمِ الْغَيْرِ فِي الْحُقُوقِ الَّتِي لَهِ.
And the Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala again reiterated that ithar is when the individual puts somebody else first with regards to that which he himself is deserving of. So he puts others before himself with regards to that which he himself is deserving of. Or is more likely deserving of.
كان يكون شخص خاص له ثم يأتي ومعه آخر فيقول لا أطفلا.
For example, this person has something that he's deserving of, or she's right, and this individual, he gives someone else, and he says, okay, to so and so, and he gives that, which is his right, he gives it to somebody else, and he puts that person before his own self.
No. والإيثار في حبوب الدنيا.
And the Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala said that this إيثار of putting others first, that this is with regards to worldly matters, or those affairs that are related to the dunya.
أما أمور الآخرة لا إثارة فيها.
But with regards to the affairs of the akhirah, لا إثارة فيه. There is no putting others before oneself with regards to these actions of the akhirah.
وكذا الطاعات.
And likewise with regards to affairs or acts of obedience to Allah سبحانه وتعالى.
مثال.
For example.
الصف الأول.
الصف الأول, the first row of the salah.
أنت شخص. فما تقدمه على نفسك.
You and another person, you do not let this person precede you or tell him to precede you with regards to going to the first row.
لأنك مأمور بالمسارعة والمسابقة.
Why? Because you have been commanded to hasten and to rush towards the beast.
نعم.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال جاء رجل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال إني مجهول فأرسل إلى بعض نسائه فقالت والذي بعثك بالحق ما عندي إلا ماء. ثم أرسل إلى أخرى فقالت مثل ذلك حتى قلنا كلهم مثل ذلك لا والذي بعثك بالحق ما عندي إلا ماء. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من يضيف هذا الليلة؟ فقال رجل من الأنصار أنا يا رسول الله. فانطلق به إلى رحله فقال لامرأته أكرمي ضيف رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. وفي رواية قال لامرأته هل عندك شيء؟ قالت لا إلا قوت سبياني. قال علميهم بشيء وإذا أراد العشاء فلونيهم وإذا دخل بيتنا فأطفي السراج وأريه أنا نأكل. فقعدوا وأكل الضيف وبات طاويين. فلما أصبح غدا على رسول على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال لقد عجب الله من سميعكما لضيفكما الليلة. متفق عليه.
هذا هو خلقهم.
الشيخ عبد الله تعالى said that this was their character.
وها هي أفعالهم.
الشيخ عبد الله تعالى said that this is an example of their actions.
وهذا هو بذلهم.
And this is what they gave, or this is the manner in which they gave.
النبي بيوتاته فاضية.
The Shaykh عبد الله تعالى recanted the first part of which in the first part of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, his own household, he didn't have anything to give this individual.
لأن كلام المستمر.
Because the generosity of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was not somewhere ongoing, and due to the fact that he would give, he didn't have anything to give this individual.
حتى هذا الصحابي الذي استعد بالإكرام ليس عنده إلا قوت الآن.
And this individual, the individual who eventually was generous with this other Sahabi, that he himself he didn't have that which is extra. He just had that the food that was for his children.
الله أكبر. خلق عظيم.
The The Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala stated that this distinguished state is in a great character that they have.
And
he told his wife, he said,
يراعي نفسية الضيف انه ما يلاحظهم ياكلون ولا ما ياكلون.
The Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala stated that this individual, he told his wife to put on the light so that the guest, he wouldn't know that if the host, if they were eating with him or not.
هذا الحديث في البخاري ومسلم.
أن الشيخ عبد الله تعالى سيد هذا الحديث الذي متفق عليه بين البخاري ومسلم.
لذلك يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عجب الله مستنيح في
البخاري. عن the last part of this hadith that Allah سبحانه وتعالى was amazed by this action that they engaged in.
هذا
الرجل. Oh, he was pleased. Allah سبحانه وتعالى was pleased by this action that they were engaged in.
هذا الرجل رسول الله صلى الله عليه
وسلم. This was the guest of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. This was the guest of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ولا شك أن مثل هذا العمل العظيم الذي عجب الله منه هذا دليل على الإيمان بالله واليوم الآخر.
And the Shaykh Hamid Allah Ta'ala said that there is no doubt that what is demonstrated in this hadith from their action, that this is without a doubt something that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala of course is pleased with as was written in this hadith, but it is from their iman. This is the demonstration of their iman.
ما الدليل؟
And what's the proof?
كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليكرم ضيفه.
Because it comes in the authentic hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated that whoever believes in Allah and the last day, may he or he is to be generous with his guests. قال رحمه الله تعالى وعنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم طعام الاثنين كاف الثلاثة وطعام الثلاثة كاف الأربعة متفق عليه.
بارك لا تقول الطعام قليل سيبارك الله فيك.
الشيخ حميد الله تعالى said that this is due to the barakah. So the individual instead of saying the food that we have is only a little bit, no, rather when the person gives it, this food is blessed and the blessing is most surprised.
أحيانا الإنسان إذا كان جائع يطلب طلب يأكله كله.
الشيخ حميد الله تعالى
أحيانا نفس الطلب يأكلهم اثنين ثلاثة يشبعون. البركة.
الشيخ حميد الله تعالى said that
البركة أمر إله حاج أو الطعام. لا إنما هي البركة. البركة يبارك الله فيه فيجعل القليل كثير.
The Shaykh Hamid Allah Ta'ala said that it may be a situation where an individual he's by himself and he's hungry, so he orders something and this food it satiates him or it fills him. And this individual may be another circumstance where this individual is with three other people or two other people and he orders the same amount and it is enough for all of them to eat to their fill. The Shaykh Hamid Allah Ta'ala said that this is from the barakah, but this is from the blessing of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has placed in that. And the Shaykh Hamid Allah Ta'ala stated that this blessing, this is an affair from Allah Azza wa Jalla. It is not something that you simply see with your eyes. You see that the food has been expanded or increased. This is something from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah puts his blessings in it, and this blessing, this is what causes the people to be surprised with that which they have. So that which is a little, it could amount to be, because of the blessings, it can actually be plentiful and numerous.
أهم شيء
أن
تجود بالموجود.
That you give that which is that you have that which is there.
ولا تقدم لل القليل وأنت عندك كثير. لأناس أتوك كثير.
And the Shaykh Hamid Allah Ta'ala said that it may not, it should not be a situation where there are a lot of people and you only give a little, and actually the disposal is a lot. So you have a lot, but you only give a little.
فإذا لم يكن عندك إلا هذا.
The Shaykh Abu Allah Ta'ala said that, but if it's a situation where you only have this or you only have a little,
فلا تبالي بالكثرة ولا بالقلة.
Then the Shaykh Abu Allah Ta'ala said that, do not pay attention or do not give any regards to it being a little.
فسيعوض الله الكثرة بركة في الطعام وإن كان قليل. لحديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا تكاثرت الأيدي على الطعام أدعاه للبركة يعني من موجباتها.
The Shaykh Hamid Allah Ta'ala said that do not give any regard to whether this may be a small amount because due to the blessings it will be made or it will be increased. And the Shaykh Hamid Allah Ta'ala is mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that if the hands are increased, the hands which partake in the meal, if they are increased, then this is something that brings about an increase in the blessings in that food.
No.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى: وفي رواية لمسلم عن جابر رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: طعام الواحد يكفي الاثنين، وطعام الاثنين يكفي الأربعة، وطعام الأربعة يكفي الثمانية.
وهكذا.
أن الشيخ حبيب الله تعالى سيدة إن شاء الله عن لايك بس.
نعم.
هذا في الحديث. وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه قال: بينما نحن في سفر مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
لعلكم تلاحظون أن العدد متضاعف.
إذا الشيخ حبيب الله تعالى.
واحد، اثنين، اثنين، أربعة، أربعة، ثمانية. يعني 8 16 16 32 32 64 البركة.
الشيخ حميد الله تعالى said that what is demonstrated in the previous hadith is the manifestation of this baraka or these blessings that Allah increases. And if you look at the hadith, the number is double. You know, what suffices one suffices two. What suffices two suffices four. What suffices four suffices eight. Suffices eight. What suffices eight? 16. 16, 32. Like this. And this is due to the blessing and the increase in the blessing.
نعم.
وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه قال: بينما نحن في سفر مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذ جاء رجل على راحلة له فجعل يشرف بصره يمينا وشمالا، فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من كان معه فضل ظهر فليعد به على من لا ظهر له، ومن كان له فضل من زاد فليعد به على من لا زاد له. فذكر من أصناف المال ما ذكر حتى رأينا أنه لا حق لأحد منا في فضل. رواه مسلم.
وهذا نوع من التكافل.
أن الشيخ حبيب الله تعالى said that this is an example of التكافل or helping each other.
هذا لا يعرفه الغربيون.
أن الشيخ حبيب الله تعالى said that the Westerners they don't know this or they don't know this fact or this issue.
فغلط من يعيش حياة الأنانية. أنا طعامي، شرابي، كأسي، صحني، أكلي، ومن يعيش حياة اجتماعية يقول الفضل بينهم، ما كأن يظن أننا لا، فهم شركاء في الذي معهم، فإذا سافروا لا يقول هذه فقط لي وأنت لك هذه وأنا تركني منها وأنت، إنما يتبادلون بينهم.
الشيخ حبيب الله تعالى
يكفيهم طعامهم وإن كان قليل، يكفيهم شرابهم وإن كان قليل، فهم عندهم روح التكافل الاجتماعي، فهم في سفر يعيشون بالصحبة كأنهم أسرة عائلة، ولذلك حتى في السفر أمير وفي البيت ولي أمر، كلكم راعي وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته. هؤلاء هذا ابن فلان وهذا من آل فلان، ليس من أسرتي ولا رعيتي ولا ولي ولا يليني وليس أحد منا ولي أمر الآخر، لكن إذا سفرنا لابد أن يكون لنا ولي أمر. مسافرين لابد الثلاثة يكون عليهم أمير، فإن لم يؤمروا تأمر عليهم الشيطان. وأنا نسيت الترجمة.
الشيخ حبيب الله تعالى يمثل أن الحديث that the people in the West they don't understand this fact. You find that the Sheikh حبيب الله تعالى said that there is a difference between a person who is immersed in this individualism. Everything he says, this is my, for example, this is my food, these are my clothes, this is my plate, this is mine, this is mine, this is mine. The Sheikh حبيب الله تعالى said that there is a difference between an individual who is raised in this environment and the individual who thinks about the people who are around him. He lives society amongst the people. And the Shaykh Amin Allah Ta'ala said that this was exemplified in the hadith, this hadith that we just read. The fact that when they traveled, they didn't say, the individual said, this is my food or this is strictly for me. Rather, they shared with those that were traveling with them. So whatever they had amongst them, it was for all of them. And they all shared this. And the Shaykh Amin Allah Ta'ala said that so much so that even when people are traveling, if they are three or more, that they have an emir. They are established an emir, and this person is responsible for them, even though they may not share with the same, they might not be from the same family, maybe they may not be from the same tribe, but even still, this person has been designated as their leader, and he is responsible for them. And these individuals, they partake in everything that which is amongst them. The Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala stated that this is an example of takabul al-ijtima'i, or that the society, that the people in the society, they work together and they help each other and they share and partake in that which they have together. Which is the opposite of the individualism and the selfishness which is practiced in the West.
بَلْبَلَغَنِي مَا هُوَ أَشَدْ.
And the Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala stated that it is written that which is more severe than the examples that he gave.
ولا أدري أصحيح هو أم غير ذلك.
And the Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala stated that he doesn't know if it's true or not.
أما الرجل وزوجته.
There was an individual with his wife.
هذا كأسي وهذا كأسك. هذا صحني وهذا صحنك. أنت تغسل إناءك أنا أغسل إنائي. أنت تأكل في إنائك أنا أكل في ملابسك. أنت تغسل كذا. يعني لهذه الدرجة.
The individual, the Shaykh Hamidullah Ta'ala stated that this individual practiced this individualism so much so to the extent that he would say to his own wife that this is my plate, this is my cup, these are my utensils, this is your cup, this is your plate, these are your utensils, this is mine, I will wash mine, you wash yours, I will wash my clothes, you wash my clothes. To that extent, this individual engaged in this type of individualism.
فهل هذا صحيح في بعض الثقافات؟
الشيخ عبد الله تعالى إذا سألت إذا شو ذات سيدت إستشهد كورس إستشهد
أرى كثير من الرؤوس تقول هكذا
الشيخ عبد الله تعالى يسأل that he sees that many of you marry ahead in approval or in agreement.
وأحب أقول للذين يتابعوننا عبر الشبكة أن الحضور من دول مختلفة وجنسيات مختلفة ولذلك لا يمثل أحدهم إلا نفسه فكل من يتكلم عنه ثقافة رآها أو شاهدها ولا يعني هذا أنه بكل الناس ولكن هناك من يمارسون ذلك وهذا يتعب.
الشيخ عبد الله تعالى says that he is mentioning to those people who are listening and who are not physically here with us that the brothers that are in attendance here that they represent several different nationalities and countries and that the individuals who agreed or nodded their heads in approval that they are simply talking about certain societies that they are aware of and that this doesn't mean that this exists in every society and in every place.
No.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن سهل بن سعد رضي الله عنه أن امرأة جاءت إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ببردة منسوجة فقالت مسستها بيدي لأكسوكها فعقدها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم محتاجا إليها فخرج إلينا وإنها لإزار فقال فلان أكسنيها ما أحسنها فقال نعم فجلس النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في المجلس ثم رجع فطواها ثم أرسل بها إليه فقال له القوم ما أحسن لذي زهى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم محتاجا إليها ثم سألت وعلمت أنه لا يرد سائلا فقال إني والله ما سألته لألبسها إنما سألته لتكون كفنا لتكون كفني فقال سأل فكانت كفنا رواه البخاري.
فهذا من أشد الأمور التي يبذل فيها الإنسان ويعطي ولربما شح في أمر من أمور الآخر.
الشيخ عبد الله تعالى سيد الأنسان.
وعلى هذا لا يعتبر من الشح.
الشيخ عبد الله تعالى سيد وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أبي موسى رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم
إن رسول الله لا يبخل ولا يشح وإن كان الشيء هو يحتاج لكن ذلك الرجل أخذها حتى تكون له كفن وقد اتصلت بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيريد شيء قد اتصل به من باب التبرك الجائز فرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مر بنا ما يتبرك به مما هو قد اختلط بشيء من جسده كعرقه الذي يصيب هذه الأشياء أو شعره أو نفسه أو سؤر الماء بعده أو وضوءه فهذا من الأشياء التي فيها جواز ذلك فهو لم يأخذها لأنه يريد أن يعتدي على مال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لكن كان يعلم أن رسول الله لا يرد السائلين ولا يدخل في هذا كما يفعل البعض يفعلون عند مشايخ الطرق الصوفية وغيرها يتبركون بهم. لم يأتي هذا أبدا قط أن أحد أتى إلى أبو بكر أو إلى عمر أو إلى عثمان أو إلى علي فعل ذلك معهم، إنما يعلمون أن هذا من خصوصيات النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، فهو الذي بنفسه كان يوزع شعره لما حلق في نسكه، وكان يوزع شعره وأيضا وضوءه لما كانوا يتسابقون إلى ذلك. نعم
الشيخ حبيب الله تعالى سيدنا،
وهي مسألة مهمة مسألة ذلك.
الشيخ حبيب الله تعالى سيدنا this individual that he first of all the Sheikh حبيب الله تعالى سيدنا that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was generous and that he was not a miser and he was not miserly with anything that he possessed even if the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was in need of that. And that is exemplified by the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave this man his clothing, despite the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in need of it. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that this individual, he asked from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for this hijab because he knew that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not say no to the person who asked from him. And that this individual, he wanted to engage in the form of tabarruk which is permissible. The fact that it is permissible to seek barakah for something that actually touches the skin of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it has come in other narrations, for example, the water that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made wudu with, or something that, for example, had remnants of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's saliva, or the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's hair. Those things that were actually from the body of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is permissible to make tabarruk or to seek barakah from those things. And due to this fact, the Sahaba wanted to be buried in this hijab simply because it was from that it had touched the body of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And another example the Shaykh gave was that which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam may have sweated in and then contained some of his sweat. The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that this is a very important issue because this is an example of the permissible type of tabarruk, and it is not the type of tabarruk like the Sufis do with their leaders or their shuyukh or the leaders of their particular Sufi orders, because it has not been narrated from any of the companions, not from Abu Bakr, not from Umar, not from Uthman, not from Ali, that anybody would seek blessings from anything that touched their bodies or anything which came out of their bodies. And this is the example of the Sufis and the like. This is an example of that which is impermissible. It is not permissible. The only thing that is permissible is, like the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala mentioned, that which actually touched the body of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam or came from the body of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala gave some examples of that.
نسأل الله لهم الهداية والتوبة من هذه الشركية.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala said that he asked that Allah guide them and that Allah give them success in making tawbah from the shirkiyat for these manifestations of polytheism that these individuals have fallen into. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أبي موسى رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الأشعريين إذا أرملوا في الغزو أو قل طعام عيالهم في المدينة جمعوا ما كان عندهم في ثوب واحد ثم اقتسموه بينهم في إناء واحد بالسوية فهم مني وأنا منهم. متفق عليه.
الأشعريين جماعة أبو موسى الأشعري.
الشيخ عبد الله تعالى سيد ذاتي الأشعريين ديهم from the tribe of أبو موسى الأشعري.
فيهم ستة.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that they have been described as quality. They have this quality.
وهي موجودة عند بعض القبائل وبعض العوائل إلى الآن.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that this quality still exists amongst some of the tribes that exist today.
وهذا قديم قبل انفتاح الحياة وهذا الترف الذي نعيشه وهذه الأرزاق المبسوطة. نسأل الله يزيدنا وإياكم من فضله وأن لا يبدلها إلا بزيادة خير وفضل وشكر وإقبال على الله.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala said that this was found before the people didn't have as much as they have today. And then the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala made some forgiving that Allah increased the people in the world, increased them that which they have, and blessed that which they have been given.
إذا قل طعامهم جمعوا
بجهدهم
حطوه في معون واحد.
That the people they had extra food, they would gather this extra food that they had, put it in one dish.
هذا عنده شوي، هذا عنده شوي، هذا عنده شوي.
For example, they would gather this,
that
these different families had. They would gather this extra, that they, these extras that these particular families had. They would gather it together.
Ibarak Allah.
And the Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala said that because of this, Allah will bless this or bless that.
حَتَّى الْمَا.
The Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala said that even with regards to water.
هذه قربة من الأفلام. هذه قربة. حطوها في حوض. سبحان الله يرجعون يأخذون من زيادة.
The Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala said that they each individual give like an animal hide skin of water and they would put it in one large vessel. And the Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala said that when they would return it, he said that the water was increased.
لا أقول أني أدركت ولكني أذكر عندما كنت صغير الناس أحوالها ليست كبيرة فيجمعون طعام الفلان طعام الفلان ويطبخون القرابة من مجموع هذا الأكل حتى أنواع الرز مختلفة هذا رز نوع كذا ورز نوع كذا لكن سبحان الله البركة
الشيخ عبد الله تعالى said that this is something that he actually lived when he was a child or in his childhood, that the neighbors, they would gather the portions of food that each respective family had, so much so that the Shaykh Abdul Allah tala stated that the rice comes of different types, and then they would cook this together, and the Shaykh Abdul Allah tala stated that it was something that it was manifested the barakah, you saw the barakah in that which is gathered from the respective families, and that which was shared amongst them.
أن أصل طبخة الكشري أصل طبخة الكشري
الشيخ عبد الله تعالى said that some said that they said that there's a dish that's eaten in Egypt called kushari
أن امرأة
that there was a woman
عندها أبناء وليس عندها طعام
she had children but she didn't have any food
فأرادت من الجيران طعام تصدقوا عليها فأناس أعطوها قليل من الأرز وأناس أعطوها قليل من العدس وأناس أعطوها قليل من فطبخت هذه الطبخة التي الآن يتنافس عليها وهي عبارة عن مجموعة أطعمة وإن كان زادوا عليها بعض الإيطاليين المكرونة وزادوا عليها الهنود في البهارات فأصبحت شبه لكن حقيقتها حسب ما سمعت قصة أصلها لعل بعض المصريين معنا الآن يأكد لنا أو ينفي مر بكم قصتها ولا ما مر بكم لا أنا سمعتها قديما وسمعتها وأنا كنت في مصر قبل تقريبا 40 سنة سمعت هذه القصة من أحدهم كان يحدثنا بها نعم
The Shaykh Abdul Allah Ta'ala stated that this woman, she had children and she didn't have food for the children, so she asked the neighbors, and the neighbors gave her, for example, lentils or rice, and that she basically cooked all of this together, and this is the asal, this is the foundation, or how, this is the story of Kushari and how it began. And the Shaykh Abdul Allah Ta'ala stated that this is what he heard, something close to 40 years ago, and Allah knows best with regards to the story of Kushari. وقال رحمه الله تعالى باب التنافس في أمور الآخرة والاستكثار مما يتبرك به قال الله تعالى وفي ذلك فليتنافس المتنافسون
هذا إن شاء الله نجعله في الدرس القادم أسأل الله تبارك وتعالى أن يرزقنا وإياكم العلم النافع والعمل الصالح والفقه في الدين وقد اكتمل النصاب والله عشرة حديث أخذنا بركة
The Shaykh Abdul Allah Ta'ala said that this chapter, this is where we will begin during the next lesson, Bismillah Ta'ala. And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala in the tonight's lesson by saying prayers and salutations of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
وكما هي عادة جماعة المسجد تفضلوا.
And it's reminding us that there will be a lesson tomorrow, Bismillah Ta'ala, at the same time, same place. And as is the custom of the brothers of the masjid, they are all inviting you to partake in coffee and tea and sweets.